Welcome back, WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are AM 1570. You can still find us out on the radio dial here, getting through the holidays, and certainly can find us on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're going to be at Pappas on Friday in Cockeysville. They just celebrated 50 years. Big, big doings. Be great to have Justin and Steve around, but we have great, great guests on Friday. Mike Bordick from the Baltimore Orioles will be joining us, along with Adam Kolarik and his dad, Frank, talk about League of Dreams and a great charity program. My friend David Steele will be with us, as well as Dan Rodericks from the Baltimore Sun, who's doing a one-man show 2 weeks from now. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'll have some Raven scratch-offs to give away on Friday as well for the holidays, including our friends at Goodwill and our friends at Window Nation. I want to shout out Goodwill as well. Next Wednesday, we're rolling our sleeves up, my wife and I, feeding less fortunate folks. It's Wednesday before Thanksgiving. If you want to volunteer, help us out, throw me an email, ness@baltimorepositive.com. You know, when John Martin has big announcements to make, he has a little pep in his step, like when we first last year found out that sports wagering would be there, when he gets to give billions of dollars away. But he's been working on this one a long time. The mobile wagering thing for sports is about to happen here. John Martin, the director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming, joins us now. What's going on, man? How are you? This is... You've been waiting for this one, right? You want to get after this. This is like papal smoke blowing out in the Maryland Lottery right now, right?
Well, there may be some smoke blowing, but that's a different topic. Hey, how do you like the look? I opted for the BWI air traffic controller look today. Does it work?
You look and sound, as I say, marvelous, just like nice. Billy Crystal would say back in the day. But right. this is a big week, right?
I mean, big day, working big very, week. Very hard, you know, and I hate to. To dispel some of the mystique here around Nestor in the morning, but we are recording this right prior to the big SWARC meeting. Today is SWARC day, and we anticipate their review of 10 sports wagering applicants that Maryland Lottery and Gaming Control Commission approved last month, found them qualified to be mobile license applicants. Today is the day that SWARC will have made their decision to determine how many, all preferably, will move forward to the final stage, which would be the operational requirements phase, the control demonstration phase that we must go through before we can technically issue a license. In the last few days, it's been no secret. The governor has come out. Chairman Tom Brandt from SWARC has come out. I mean, I've even been known to say a few words. So everyone is now focused on the runway, if I can use my air traffic controller analogy. This plane's about to land, and the intent is, after the SWARC meeting on Wednesday the 16th, is we will at Maryland Lottery and Gaming put the pedal to the metal and get everyone qualified, further issued license, and hopefully get them up and running before Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm on social media and I watch television, and I've seen the amount of advertising around something you can't do that can be coming soon. The turning on of this is interesting to me. Like, I walked into the casino up at Perryville a couple of weeks ago when they sort of turned it on. I was there for a ribbon cutting and a grand opening. They had a family-friendly sports bar, and you can wager over here. I was at Greenmount Station literally the morning they turned it on, right? And I can physically see that there's human beings there. There's a building I walk into. I park, I go. When this thing turns, is this a midnight thing? Is this an 8 a.m. thing? Is this a Thursday thing, a Friday thing? When it happens, there's no story. It's just here. Anybody can do it, right? The interesting part for you last week was geofencing and I guess this control environment that I talked about a few weeks ago with Chris up at Greenmount Station. What's the control in regard to mobile, where it just feels like there's not humans? It's just going to be you and a machine, and you and mobile, and you and digital doing this, right?
Yeah, and that's absolutely the controls are there in place. Even though when you walk physically into a casino, into an off-track betting location like Greenmount Station, I mean, you physically see it. When you have the phone in your hand, you don't see that, but it doesn't mean the controls aren't there. It doesn't mean the back office systems haven't been tested. That the ability for a player to make a wager, that it is fair, it's equitable, that it is winnings are paid properly, the things are accounted for properly. All those things still have to happen. And it's still our responsibility as the regulator, even if it's not a physical, I can see it brick and mortar location, all those boxes have to be checked. And that's the process we're in now. So hopefully these 10, and I should stress, these are the first 10. There were 21 mobile license applicants when we closed the window on October 21st. These happen to be the first 10 because they've already got some skin in the game, if you will.
They're in business somewhere. They've done this before, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So as soon as we're done today or this week with the SWARC, we go right back to qualifying the other 11 applicants, and that will be on a rolling basis. So they're going to take a little bit longer because they aren't in business like the first 10 have been. So it may be months before we get to the last of the original 21 applicants up and running. But that process will be continuing on an ongoing basis with the qualification by Maryland Lottery, the issuance of awarding the license rather of by SWARC, and the final issuance again by Maryland Lottery. So while this is an exciting time and we'll get people up and running before Thanksgiving, over the next several months, well into past March Madness, we'll continue to get people up and going in the mobile sector.
John, you know, we're partners and I get to ask the tough questions. So the tough question would be, what took so long? I mean, like, what is it about this process that, I don't know, I don't say upset people, but there is a model in other places where it's there. This period of time that's gone by, I would just say 10 weeks of football at this point, right? But this period of time that's gone, what was about this that made it harder, arduous, or just this is the process and it does take this amount of time?
A couple of things. And I think, you know, when the book comes out, it'll all be detailed. Now people say, no, there's going to be a book. No, sorry. Poor attempt at humor. But at some point, you know, there may be more details that we can share, but the reality is this, and I've said it from day one, we have the most comprehensive sports wagering license in the country. It's not even close. And as part of that, with people, and I get it.
What makes it complicated? I don't want to interrupt, but what is it that because we were later getting in the game and because it was harder for our state to make it happen, that there are more rules? Is that really?
It was the Marylandizing. I think I just created a word, the Marylandizing of sports wagering. And what it meant in Maryland was that there was going to be a plan and a path for Maryland-owned businesses, small businesses, minority-owned businesses, women-owned businesses, to have a seat at the table and an equity stake in the long-term growth of an emerging industry. You will not find any other jurisdiction that has as detailed and as specific an objective as we did here. So that took several months after we had launched the original casino brick and mortar locations last December. It took several months after that to iron that out, to do the industry analysis, to look and make sure that there was, if appropriate, race and gender equality. And the net of that, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on which side of you want to look at, was that we could not put, we meaning SWARC Lottery, could not put any measures in place to address that specifically. So we had to make them race and gender neutral, which some people may have looked at that and said, well, gee, you just spent 9 months to get back to square one. Well, yes and no.
At least you got it right.
At least we got it right. And the reality is, and what people maybe not be interested in hearing, but it is a fact, is that once SWARC actually opened up the application process in September, to now the end of November, that's 3 months. I'll put a 3-month track record against anybody else in the country. That's pretty darn good. So while yes, it was 2 years ago in November of 2020 when the referendum was voted overwhelmingly, what people voted on was different than what we have today. That's the reality in any legislative process.
Well, it's interesting to me because the election happened. I've spent a lot of time this week discussing cannabis, right? Like last week.
Sure.
That's not going to happen Thanksgiving morning. You know, we're talking about next July or whatever. And then there's, well, what are we selling? And then there's the whole fentanyl thing, you know, that's involved in that. And I would say in your industry, there's the whole up and up issue. I mean, my first thought is, okay, I'll download whatever betting application there is. If I have a complaint because I bet $50 in a game, or there's some sort of just something of discretion. There's something that's wrong for me as a customer. What do I do? And who stands behind me as a customer in an industry that didn't exist last week, still doesn't exist today, but next weekend or 2 weeks from now, I'll be able to bet on a game on my phone. What if I'm confused? Who do I call? Is there customer service? Is there any of that? That was not that I was looking at that in the old days of sports wagering and sports gambling, customer service, but I do think with this being turnkey to some degree, because it is different going up to Perryville to the casino and seeing humans, or going to Greenmount, seeing humans, this is a bunch of money in my credit card, and I'm probably never going to see a human or talk to a human unless I have a problem. And if I have a problem, what do I do? And who stands behind me as a customer? And I think about that when I talk to you about this, and thinking like, where's the complaint department when something isn't perfect in this process later on? And that worries me, that you're taking this time and getting it right is really, really important, because you need to have consumer confidence on this.
Our role is that of the regulator. Again, we're the umpire in this game. So, you know, people will mistakenly call us for resolution, and I don't know that there is any from us. I mean, if you're a mobile wagering customer next week, next month, whenever you choose to get in, your customer service is that sports book you're dealing with. And you know, that's an interesting point, Nestor, in terms of, again, what I don't think the common fan understands, because they look and they see ads from FanDuel and DraftKings and the name players, and they say, gee, these people are in, you know, 10, 20 different states. Why are we taking so long? Well, again, I go back to the legislation. We're not licensing FanDuel and DraftKings. And of course the reaction is what? No, those are the sports book operators. We license the owner, and the owner per the legislation is, for example, I'll just use you and I as an example, is John and Nestor LLC, which didn't exist before, but now because of Maryland legislation has to exist. And oh, by the way, FanDuel is our sports book. So FanDuel will be the nameplate out there, but we're not licensing FanDuel. We're licensing John and Nestor LLC, because here are two guys who fit the small business criteria. I don't want to use Chris as an example, but that
he's the most obvious, right?
Yeah, yeah. It might have been a better example. And those are the people that go through the scrutiny, the background checks, the integrity, all of the, make sure the operations place. It's not FanDuel.
And he's also the guy that makes sure the bet's paid.
Exactly. Right. Right.
Yeah.
So what people don't understand is they see these ads and they see these brand names and they say, well, here we go again. Why is this John Martin so anti-sports wagering that he's slowing it down?
I talk to you every week. You've not been that. You're not the guy trying to put an end to this. You're not passing judgment on this. You're trying to make it on the up and up. I mean, that's what I keep saying, right?
Yeah, yeah. But that's the difference that is probably too subtle for most Marylanders to even care about. And I understand that. But the answer to your question, why did it take so long, is because of things like that. Is we have to license people who are new to this whole industry, have never done it before, and they are correctly partnering with the name brands you recognize, because that's the path to success. It's not John and Nestor's LLC, and we sit there on a Friday night and say, Panthers, Ravens, what do you think? No. That's not the way it works.
John Martin is here. He is the director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. One of the reasons he stops by is full accountability. I'll be giving these out at Pappas. I have some Raven scratch-offs to give away. Anything else on sports on the mobile side of this, or even the storefront side, before I get to actual lottery news?
No, let's get to actual lottery news. There's a lot of fun going there too.
Well, I mean, last week we had the $2 billion jackpot. You and I talked about a state being awry and all that in the drawing. For you, with this time of the year, I guess the stocking stuffer thing happens and you have Game of Life, but tons and tons of holiday plays. I got holiday coffee and I got the pumpkin spice this. The lottery is no different. This is the holiday. It's a big season for the Maryland Lottery, right?
It is the biggest, it is the most wonderful time of the year, Nestor. It is the biggest season for anybody who deals with
I want to cue the music.
You know, maybe I should be in a snow globe. I should have little snow globe things
going on.
I'll
get a filter for that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But yes, holiday tickets are big. This year, in addition to our traditional holiday tickets, we added at $20 price point the Game of Life, which is an oversized ticket. It plays and looks just like the Game of Life game board, which I think is super cool. People have fun with that. Next week after the holidays, or I should say for Thanksgiving holiday, you'll see our commercials. There's always something about seeing TV ads with holiday themes that starts to get you in. My wife started watching the Hallmark Channel 2 weeks ago. I said, what are you doing?
This is the time of the year where every wife is getting a car, right? Right? Every TV commercial. Oh, look, they got me a car. I don't know anybody that's ever had a car on Christmas Day. I don't know anybody. But the commercials make it sound like my wife's going to drive up here with a brand new Coons Ford Bronco for me, you know? So
yeah, I for certain know two wives who aren't getting one from their two cheapskate husbands.
My wife's getting a car for Christmas.
There you go. So you know who is having some fun, though, because we talk about the Powerball jackpot. You know, that was such a great run, but there were so many other big prizes. You may know this person, Nestor. We had a woman in Dundalk, a retired school teacher.
I know everybody in Dundalk. Go ahead.
I know you do. A retired school teacher who won $50,000 Powerball prize during that jackpot run. So, those are fun things. And she got it. You ready? Cue another sponsor. She got it at Wise Market.
Perfect. Oh, I'm probably one of the ones I've been in. I hope it was on the Dundalk side, not the Patapsco side. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Well, you know what? She came all the way to Perry Hall to buy it at the Wise there. So.
Oh, well, that is my Wise. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so that's kind of fun. We had a big winner there. Also, we had another fun winning story. I love this when it happens. And by the way, if you're in Hagerstown or near Hagerstown and you have a multi-match ticket, stop by and claim your $765,000 prize.
Huh?
We had
they lost the
win.
Ticket?
No, not yet. I mean, it only happened a week or so ago.
You get 6 months, or you get a year. What do you get?
You get 6 months.
Okay.
6 months to claim. So $765,000 Hagerstown multi-match ticket. I love stories like this. Husband and wife enjoy playing. And you get all these stories, incidentally, at mdlottery.com. But husband and wife enjoy playing racetracks and Keno, and the husband has his numbers to racetracks, and they didn't win. So the wife decides to surprise him. You know where this is going. And she plays his numbers when he doesn't know. Bam! $14,847.
I'm surprised she told him about it. I mean, if she had the ticket, you know?
She told him about it. The surprising part to me, and you know what? We talked about buying or not buying cars for wives, so I don't want to get into other people's business. The thing I think is a little funny is that he says, as a kicker, you know, he might share some of that with her.
Well, the interesting thing for me is my wife pulls up in a car. Maybe she was like one of the lesser winners in the Powerball a couple of weeks ago, and I don't even know about it.
There you go. Hey, you know what else is fun too, especially this holiday time of the year? Did I mention it's the most wonderful time of the year? Did that come up before?
I sang already. I've already jingled the bells.
For those people who are Maryland, My Lottery Rewards members, we always like to do around the holidays special drawings, whether they're gifts for yourself or for people on your list. But if you go to mdlottery.com and you are My Lottery Rewards member, we have a number of fun prizes coming up where all you have to do is enter drawing points to be entered in these drawings. So for instance, if you have 50 draw points, you can have a choice of three vacation destinations. Here's your options, Nestor. Colorado Springs.
Nice. If you ski, sure. Okay, go ahead.
4 day, 3 night at the lovely Broadmoor in Colorado. Sonoma, California.
Wine, vino. I like that.
4 day, 3 night at the Fairmount in Sonoma.
That's Otsy-totsy.
Or 5 days, 4 nights at the Renaissance in Orlando.
So I'm not going to Orlando, man. Give me the Sonoma. I'm doing Sonoma is what I'm doing.
Well, I'm not giving you anything, but these are the three options. If you're a My Lottery Rewards player and you want to choose to win one of those prizes, and you must enter by, what's the enter by date? I have it here somewhere. January 3rd.
Okay.
Other top prizes, fun prizes, Apple products, Samsung Home Theater, a smart pizza oven and grill, his and her Michael Kors watches. All these are fun prizes. You just enter in My Ladder Rewards, check the prize package you're looking for, forward the number of draw points, and various drawing dates over the next several weeks. So hopefully people have some fun with that as well.
I've always wanted a pizza oven. John Martin is here. He is the director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. I want to just go backwards for a minute because I have the list in front of me of SWARC and these 10 mobile sports. Because people are going to ask which ones. Bingo World, BetMGM, DraftKings, Horseshoe Casino with CZR, Maryland Mobile Opportunity. And these are the locals. Greenmount, my friend Long Shots, which we talked about. The Washington Commanders. I'm just going to leave that where it is. Hollywood Casino, Maryland Live, obviously, and the Riverboat on the Potomac. So those are the 10. I didn't throw those in there. I want to make sure that we do that before I get you out the door for Thanksgiving. So I got to ask you, Thanksgiving question, because I'll have you on next week, but on next Wednesday, I am going to be down with Goodwill downtown, so we're going to have to reschedule our Thanksgiving visit here, John. Favorite pie? Are you pumpkin? Are you mincemeat? Are you apple? We've even discussed shoe fly pie here for the folks in Pennsylvania Dutch this week.
I tell you what, it's pumpkin all the way. I'm not a mincemeat person. And my wife, I may have mentioned this in the past, has to have a gluten-free diet. So okay. She makes a gluten-free pumpkin pie. But you know, sometimes when we're with family, I'll go over to the dark gluten side and maybe have an apple pie or an old school pumpkin pie, but no, it's a gluten-free pumpkin pie at the Martin household here in Baltimore.
The only kind of pie I have, I'll eat any kind of pie you have, but there's three words that need to come along with that. A la mode. I don't know if those are three, but I got to have some ice cream on it. So what I've learned, and I learned this from my friends at Wise last year, and I'm never going to cash in on this, that if you get anything apple or pumpkin and you add cinnamon ice cream from Wise, it doesn't sound sexy, cinnamon ice cream, whatever, it is perfect. It is
nice.
So I buy me a nice little, you know, quart of, is it a quart? I don't know what they're called. Gallon, sure. Half gallon, whatever they are. I had it on the air with my wife. Scoop of cinnamon ice cream will fix it. Is that gluten-free? I don't know if your wife can do that. Can she do that? She let have ice cream?
Some ice creams, most ice creams not, but yeah.
I don't know gluten. All right. Well,
yeah.
More for you anyway. John exactly. Martin is here. He provides us with these Maryland Lottery scratch-offs from the Ravens. I had a $50 winner 2 weeks ago out of Greenmount Station. I'm hoping to have some more winners at Pappas this week. We're going to be in Cockeysville celebrating 50 years of Pappas. Also, talking about our friends at Goodwill and what we're doing next week for Thanksgiving, as well as our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. And I'm staying nice and toasty in here right now. I will reschedule with you because I'm going to be doing my Wednesday morning thing next week with Goodwill. But I will get with you. And I'm just asking on the way out the door, don't be mad at me now. If this thing happens, when does it like happen? How long does it happen for mobile? Because as I said, they just turn the lights on and it's a website and boom, yep. Is it a midnight thing somewhere?
It's probably not a midnight thing. It's probably, we may actually have an announcement by the time people are actually listening to this.
Okay.
It may already be out there in the universe. So I don't want to try to
retweet it, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But hopefully in the next, following the SWARC meeting, we should be able to get a little better handle on what the launch date will be.
But we're days away, not
days
weeks.
Away. Again, we're coming in. The landing gear is down. Landing gear is down. We're on runway 27. We're coming in.
Well, I just see the headline from Seth Elkin, who I miss, and ask him how his Steelers are doing. Mobile sports wagering launch possible in time for Thanksgiving. So I'm looking at my, wow. You know, by the time we get to the pumpkin pie, it's possible. So
very possible.
I'll see you next week. Hopefully we'll be open for business. John Martin joining us here from the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. You can find him without the headset and the air traffic controller landings with his picture out at the front of BaltimorePositive.com, or the repository for all of these conversations. So you can go back and listen to everyone. And when he promised mobile was coming, he didn't lie to you. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore Positive.